So we know that we are right now in a certain time, that we are in a time of transformation, a time of start working on what is that we need to do, how we need to change, what we need to improve, especially now as we are coming to closer to what we call Rosh Hashanah, the holiday of transformation, the holiday of improve. That's really what it's all about. So before we go in there, we need to understand that the change or the spiritual change is not just about what I need to do about myself or how I need to get better. It's we need to get into a place where we actually thinking how is our existence helping the environment. So for that reason, I brought to you some very famous section. How we do it with a microphone? Are we having a microphone for somebody? So it's a section from the Zohar in Zohar Truma, verse 41. And this section is telling us how to prepare in this time, or what is that we need to do, or the transformation that we got to do. Because everything in the end of the day, it's a spiritual transformation. You know, a wicked person who's busy being wicked and how to get better, it's selfish too. You know, all day long you beat yourself up. All day long you beat yourself up and you say, what's wrong and how can I change? But then the people around you don't have a chance to get better. And I think that's a little bit unfair. We need to make sure the community, the surrounding, and everybody else is going to get into that place. So let me know if the letters are not too small. Here we go. Is it okay?
Yeah.
All right, so let's read it. Are we on? The recording is on? Okay, let's do it.
About this person it is written, my covenant was with him for life and peace, and he merits to see the children of his children, and gains merit in this world and in the world to come. All the accusers will not gain merit in this world and in the world to come. All the accusers will not be able to judge him in the world and in the world to come. He enters through the 12 gates that are in the firmament, and there is nothing to prevent him. It is written, his seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light rises in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and full of compassion and just.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. So, I mean, what we're understanding from here, it's a shocking thing. It's telling us, look how it's beginning. You know, everyone, including if you're a bad person and you don't think you have a chance to make it spiritually, one of the most important things is to hold the hand of a wicked person. We need to find wicked people. That's the name of the game. You want to change, you want your life to get better, you have to find wrong people. Everybody in this life looking for what? The right people. Nobody is looking for the wrong one. What about the wrong one? It's like all the mothers who come to see me with their young children, say, my kid has a lot of problem, but he's very special. I never had a mother who came to see me and said, their son is not very special. All the sons are very special for the mom. They have problem. So where are the unspecial kids come from? I don't know, right? So the idea, when you're going, for example, on a date, or when you're going somewhere, or you are doing something, you have to start to understand. It's very important to get into a place that if in front of you is not a perfect person, I'm not saying wicked, I'm not saying bad, but somebody who's not perfect, just think for yourself, can you help that person? And I tell you a story, it's a true story. Stock market girl, you know, from stock market in New York, Wall Street 1, if you want to know the building, and start dating a European guy, elegant, surgeon, perfect human being, very different mentality. Start dating. He was studying with me, she was studying with me. I said, shidduch, you know, like, why don't you? And I remember the phone call after the first date from her. It's Aliyah. I said, you know, I love you, I trust you. I mean, what's going on here? So what's happening? So I can crush this dude in about 5 minutes. He will fall apart to pieces. I mean, he's a nice guy, but I'm worried he's not gonna last more than one date. And I said, what if you look at it like that? And I said, why don't you think, what can you help him, not what you can get from him? She looked at me and said, what do you mean? I said, I know you're New Yorker and you're hardcore and the bottom line, the proof is in the pudding, but can you think a little bit out of the box? And she tried and she tried, and things change and it changed. They get married, they have children. What I'm trying to tell you, we gotta get out of that perspective, what am I getting from things? Because you're getting more if you're thinking to share. You're getting less if you're thinking to receive. You have to start thinking about holding the hand of a wicked person. And tell you what, the Zohar continued. And the Zohar said that not only that, if you meant to go to some terrible time, you will not go to a terrible time because you are capable to help a person out of their misery, out of their lack of spirituality. It's a very important thing to be able to do, because we are not here just to transform spiritually ourselves. We are here to help others making it. And I know a lot of people who become religious or spiritual, suddenly busy with themselves, you know? After people, I don't know how many of you went to listen to Les Brown or Tony Robbins or Zig Ziglar, those of you who know the old school, okay, or who else out there, all the great speakers or rabbis or priests, or in the end of the lecture, you go home happy because it's about me. Come the Zohar 2,000 years ago, it says it cannot be about you. It can be about another person. If you want to start your change, especially now before Rosh Hashanah, who are you helping? Why are you existing? What's your purpose in life? For you to be rich? For you to be famous? For you to be beautiful? All of a sudden, the perspective, the POV, the point of view change now, and then your life become better. If you want to know why your life is stuck, it's because you're not helping enough wicked people to become better. It's not enough to give them money. Money is not what is going to happen. You're going to help them to become better. You got to take that human being and guide them. How can you make your life more spiritual? Okay? Now we're going to go step by step how to do it. Okay? Now, as you can see, very simple. We need to take responsibility. And that's a tough one. By the way, one of the most painful things you're ever going to do, if you do it for real, is take the responsibility, not just for you, for everything around you. So let's say taking responsibility for the world will be too big. But let's say take responsibility for my street. Something. If you live in an apartment building, my building. Something. It cannot be for my apartment, my cat, my dog. The Torah is teaching you. In the Torah, it says, if chamor son echa, chamor son echa. You know what it means? If the donkey of your enemy, rovetz tachat masao, rovetz tachat masao, which means the donkey cannot carry anymore the burden, azov ta'azov imo. The Torah is telling you, go help your enemy to see that the donkey is okay. If he's there, say, do you need help? Your enemy. You know he hates you. So the Torah is teaching you that. Okay? The bigger stretch you're stretching yourself, the more energy you will create. Stretching of giving. Now, don't start to make manipulation giving. And I'm giving you, now you have to give me. I give you, now you have to give me. No, don't be like, God bless my sister. She's a good girl, but in Israel there is tradition. When you get married, whoever give you money in the envelope, you open. In the night of the wedding, you write down name and the money they gave you. I don't know if it exists in the United States. Name, money, or you have it? And then you have inflation. After that, with computer, they know exactly how much to give you back. See, I'm telling you. All right? We can change everything in our life, okay? Even if you think that you're going through a lot of problems. There's no such a thing as impossible. Stop thinking about the impossible. But remember, the change is no longer just internal. It's external, meaning your neighborhood, your building, your street, your friend. Everything starts to change. Because in the end of the day, giving means you're living. If you don't have giving, you are not alive. You're not alive. And I know that it's not come easy to a human being to think about the other. It's not easy. You know, one of the training I do with my kids since they were young is I take food from their plate. Very rude, right? But I want to make sure they're not going to become like the three dogs I had, that if you touch their meat, you know, what is that? This is not nice. You know, we have to share. We have to get into a place, somebody take from me, somebody I want to take, it's okay. This is a community. Give mean your life. All right, step by step, we're going to explain everything tonight. How are we doing it? Because this is a very important month, so we gotta get ready for that. Okay. Anyway, lasting love. We all love lasting love, right? Our job in this world for all of us, each and every one of us, guys, each and every one, as it's written here, is about helping other people. If you live only for yourself, you're wasting your life. It's like you never leave. You know, there's that question, if a tree falls in a forest and nobody heard it, did it make some noise? It doesn't talk about the tree. It talks about the human. If a human live in a forest with other human, but they don't make any effect on humanity, it still makes some noise. Meaning, are you making effect of your sharing? All right? Ability to share, we need to develop it, right? Help others. How can we learn to focus our energy on others? We need to become being of sharing. Now, being of sharing is not just pay the check, because sometimes you pay the check to get energy. You know, a lot of times it's to impress 12 people there. Hey, let me have the check. Now you are the big shot. That's also receiving. Giving is unique. To be able to go out of the way is unique. I give you two stories now, people that I met in my life. And those two people knew how to share. One of them, I can say his name, is Mr. Sutton. He's not with us anymore. Two of them are actually not alive. Mr. Sutton is a wonderful old man from Argentina, 1992. Mr. Sutton keep attacking me, talk to me not nice, but 2.5 years later, I found out it is the one behind the scene who took care that I would have an apartment, a car, and after that, hotel. I never had a chance to say thank you to him. So embarrassed. Can you imagine? Classic giving, like he's telling you different thing, and then you can never even able to say thank you because you think he doesn't like you. But in the end of those 2 years, I realized he was behind everything. Then the other person that Debbie and me just found out 6 months ago what he did for us is Mr. Neil Hamburger. I don't know if you heard the name. Neil Hamburger has been a survivor of cancer for 21 years. 21 years survivor of cancer. He used to call me his lucky charm. Okay, wherever I go with him, when the doctor say he will die, and he keep alive, being alive, and everybody's, what's going on with this guy? You know, so I discovered something only 6 months ago, who he was and what he did for me and what he did for Debbie. And it is shocking. I was always thinking like he's doing something. I knew what he was doing. And I would take care of my kids and my family. But I didn't know it was coming from him. He never let me believe it's actually coming from him. So when you become a being of sharing, it's not something that people need to see. It's okay if they don't see it. It's okay. Don't do it for the recognition. Giving is for you. Giving is not for them. Okay, so it's very important. Now, let's start understanding how to give. This is good for business. It's good for relationship. It's good for everything. Feeling the receiver. Now you want to give. We have a problem. What if the receiver doesn't get it? Ever happened to you? You want to share some good gift, but they don't get it. The idiot, as they say. Example, you want to give them a diamond. They say, if you really love me, you give me a slice of pizza. So no, this is diamond. This is, you know, I don't want diamond. I want pizza. Okay, I'll give you pizza. So that's called the receiver don't get what how much you want to do. You know, the giver want to give everything, and the receiver want the slice of pizza. Stupid. So, feeling the receiver, you know, it's about energy is circle, yin and yang, give and take, okay? When you have the giver and the receiver in the same page, and it's the same, by the way, when you have a love story, when you're going on a date. You know, a lot of men want to give something, but they're not sensitive. The woman don't even want it. Right? They take the woman, I know this woman who was not impressed by the man take her to hockey. She's not into hockey, you know? So she has to watch there. It was in Florida. She has to watch the hockey what do you call that black thing? Huh?
Puck.
The puck moving. She couldn't even, she told me she couldn't ever follow. What's happening? Who's playing? Why they're fighting? What's the name? What's the rules? You know? And he's like, oh my God, what a game, what a game. So, and he keep telling his friend, I get my girlfriend the best seat. I get her the best thing. He give everything. It cost me $1,000, the ticket. And she was not impressed that they fight. Because he was a giver. She was not a receiver. There is no circle of energy. There is no affinity between them. It's not enough just to give. So when you go just save a wicked person from the street because you want to change yourself, you have to feel that what you want to give, work. You know, it's like somebody said, I want to buy, you know, real estate. I want to buy a house for $1 million. Okay? Then you go, hey, let me tell you, I have a house for you for $15 million. The best. Not feeling it. It's not work. It's not talking. The beginning of your change, if you know you're on the right spiritual page, are you feeling the person who receive? Especially now before Rosh Hashanah, you have to start calculate how good you are with giving and how sensitive you are to the receiver. Okay, it's very, very important. Now, as I mentioned this one so many times, learn to see what people really want or need. Okay? And understand now, this is a very important thing, where you can spend your time. Sometimes you're wasting time, guys. You're wasting so much time. You're giving, and there is nobody there. Nobody there. You know, if somebody come to you and say to you, I need just $5. You might feel good about you giving, but you just give that person $5 to buy a pill that will kill them tonight. Don't do that. So you have to understand where is the people coming from, how to spend your time. And it's the same with the relationship. It's the same with everything you do. You cannot just give because you feel. So I'm going to give you a category before Rosh Hashanah, before this month. And this category, those of you who study with me Kabbalah for years know it already. So many times I train you to focus on those four categories. And it's not just Kabbalah, and it's not just spirituality, it's not just self-help. It's actually also psychology. So, and it's also something that they teach in a 12-step program, if you heard about it, you know, rehab center. So when I give the lecture there, they used to love that term because then you know where not to spend your time. Psychologists, Kabbalists call it Yud Kei Vav Kei. The psychologists call it in that name, okay? So people are basically, there's so many names. If you take Les Brown, he will call it a different name. Tony Robbins will call it another name. Everybody call it a different name. But if you feel comfortable with that name, just copy it. If you don't, change it. It doesn't matter what you call it. You need to understand it. That's the main thing. You're going to meet four type of people in your life. Only four. You're going to meet victim. You're going to meet egomaniac. You're going to meet open-minded, I should say, open-minded people. And you're going to meet beacon of light. I hope you're going to meet beacon of light. it's one in a lifetime. One in a lifetime, if you meet one person like that. All right, let's go. Let's define victim. Again, this definition is more psychology, like definition, so it's not always fit spiritually, but I'm here to explain. So the victim, do you know what the victim is? Maybe I should ask you. Did you ever meet a victim personality? Yeah, tell me. What is a victim? No name, just describe how your victim friend, family member look like, behave. Please talk to me. I'm listening.
It's just a black hole. It's like no matter how much love or help or even doing what they ask you to do for them,
it's like a black hole.
It's a broken record. They did the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, I like it. Yes, anybody else? Anybody else want to share besides black hole?
It's like they enjoy being that way.
They enjoy staying a victim. Makes sense? Anybody on this side? Okay, so the victim, as you can read, I mean, no matter how much you help, it's never enough. You're wasting time. Okay, remember that word that they use it in this 12th step. It's called, they are addicted to suffering. It's an addiction. They're not addicted to cocaine, to pills, to sex or money. They are actually addicted to suffering. Everything for them is impossible. They actually talk like this, impossible. Whenever you talk to them, impossible. So you know you're talking now to a victim. Victim. You actually have to ask yourself, here the Zohar in verse 41 told me that I need to take the wicked and help. Here I found the wicked. Eliyahu say, find the wicked. I found one. Here is the one. No, it's not the one. There's nothing. Nobody's home. There's no appreciation. There is no nothing. It's not because they're bad people. It's not that they're bad people. They are just like that. It's impossible. Impossible. I don't know if you understand what, how far it goes, that impossible. I tell you without details. Family member, I tell you the details. It's my sister. She went through a terrible life. You will never meet her, so I'm not worried. And for her, the change is impossible. If you hear her story, you will agree with her. If you sit with her for 1 hour, you said, there's nothing I can say. Money being taken from her. Everything that can be, it's a fact. Absolutely a fact. 100% fact. She never lied in her life. All the problems she have, a list of the problem, it's actually true. What you want from her? There's nothing. But she choose to say, that's my life. And the sound of that's my life when she doesn't talk is like this. No words. If you sit with her. And the movement of the body. She has to get a job. She have a job now. Job, no money. My mom talked to me. You have some connection. Do something. Call a few people in Israel. Said, hey, need help with my sister. Do me a favor. Help. She need to make double the money. She has no money. She used to have so much money. Look at her. Please help. So I said, I arranged a meeting. I arranged a thing. The guy actually came to her apartment to talk to her. And then he left. And I said to my mom, what's going on? Is she okay? And she said, I don't know. Nothing. My mom is, I don't know what. I said, what's happening? So my sister called me, attacking me. Why you have to say to mom that you get me a job? The guy didn't even call me. I said, okay. Pick up the phone and call the guy and say, you interesting. Show some desire. No. You know, the idea, it's so difficult. So you might be nice to them, but remember, expect nothing. It's not going to happen. Just smile. Understand it's for life. They are married to suffering. It's that's who the husband or wife is. They're actually married to it. They hug suffering, say, please don't leave me. And there is a reason. I'm not going to go into the psychological reason for that, okay? Let's go to the next type. I love those people, by the way. Love them. Even they are terrible egomaniac. Why I love them? They make me laugh. Those people make me laugh all the time, okay? And I have guys who call me sometimes and they will hear me laughing. So what's so funny about it? I said, the guy is such an egomaniac, it makes me laugh. It's cute. It's actually cute for me. Okay, and also when women do that, it's something cannot and will never ask for help. Those people are unique. They suffer, they're exactly the opposite of victim, but they will never ask you for help. You open the door, somebody dead on the floor, and they said, are you okay? Is everything okay? I'm fine. Why you ask? You know, there's like nothing wrong, okay? Cannot be vulnerable, okay? Guarded all the time, okay? Not trusting. They never trust anything and anybody. Now, why they not trust anything and anybody? Because simply the egomaniac. But again, egomaniac is not bad people. People think that egomaniac is bad people. I look at the egomaniac as the best ever. Why? Why do I love egomaniac people? Because those people, when they change spiritually, they become the best. So it's say like that. Okay. Without being able to admit there is a problem, there is no way to connect to the light, to spirituality, and to the opportunity. So the second type of people that you want to save, remember verse 41, you want to save those people. Egomaniac, you have to understand it's difficult to help them because they don't want to help. They don't think they need help. They are the king. They are the queen. Let's go now to the next level. Open-minded people. This is the third category of people that we might meet. Okay? Need to remember that all solutions come from God, divine, light. What happened with open-minded people? They believe in something, but they believe the common sense is the only thing that wins. They love philosophy, psychology, but they don't believe in some, what we call, there is a higher power. I told you that story. I was working in a rehab for 3 years, and there is that kid 19 years old, very sad situation. The mother is on drugs. He found the drugs of the mother. He started using the drugs. Now both of them in the same rehab center. Terrible story. So I'm sitting there, and the mom sitting next to me. We have a circle. You know, when you're doing a rehab, where everybody talks, there's a 12-step program. And then, so the mom said, help my son. I'm trying. What do you want me to tell? So I asked him, do you believe in a higher power? Do you believe in some higher power? If you don't, the 12th step, one of the few of the steps is to be the higher power. And the son said, no, I don't. I don't believe in any higher power. So, okay, is it something make you happy in your life? He said, yes, one thing. Walking on the beach and feeling the sun. And then that's your higher power. From now, no longer God or divine, we call it walking on the beach and feeling the light of the sun. Thank God these kids make it out of there. No drugs, no problem. Why am I sharing with you that thing? Open-minded people only think about one thing. I can figure a way out, but there is no help of the divine. You have to use a higher power. If the only thing is your brain, then all smart people eventually do at least one bad mistake. Those of you who play chess, I do. You know, when you play chess, you can be very good. You can do one mistake and you finish the game. One mistake. And you can be smart. So what? So what? You need to have some synchronicity with what's going on around you. The beacon of light, what I call a beacon of light, willing to connect to the light, willing to connect to a higher power and believe there is a possibility of things that I don't see. Okay? The appreciation and gratitude. It's amazing. Because they don't look at life like, oh, I figured this one out. I get a shirt in a good sale. I found a good car. No. They look at it like this. The universe sends me an opportunity. The universe sends me the right soulmate. The universe. They look at things as a gift all the time. So what happened? They appreciate. And they always synchronize themselves with the universe. The frequency is always working. Those type of people, if you help those type of people, this is the best. But those type of people will not need my help. They're already elevated in such a level, they don't need our help. I'm connecting you all the time to verse 41. Because verse 41 from the Zohar 2,000 years ago said, if you want to change, you have to find a way how you help your community. If you want to change, you have to find a way how you help your fellow person. If you want to change, you have to find out how to help one person beside you. Because if you just become spiritual or religious or whatever, I don't know what you want to become. It's not enough. It's not enough. You always have to make sure that you're shining your wisdom, your ability on other people. If you don't, it's a waste of time. This life is just dead without sharing. And you don't have to share just a check. Share words of wisdom, you know? Something, I mean, teach someone to have a better life. Four categories, remember. Only one category, you're wasting your time. All right. So I'm giving you the answer already. Which category demands the most energy from us? Very good, victim. So basically victim. I don't think you have a lot of victims in your life because you look quite spiritual people. You shake them off, okay? So I don't think you have. I still have a few, unfortunately. I mean, more than a few, you know? But I call them the victim.com organization, you know? And those people just complain. They don't want solution, actually. They wake up in the morning, how can I complain? Can I solve your problem? No, I want to complain, actually. Please don't solve the problem. It's almost they say it, but they don't. The victim, don't. Yeah, let me put it the next, just think it, then you will understand. Where you need to give, what people you want to find, beacon of light. The problem is, you're not going to find a beacon of light. Because Mother Teresa, beacon of light. Special people. Gandhi, beacon of light. Moses, beacon of light. This is people that forget about them and create a better universe around them. It's very hard. It's almost like the brain. You know, the brain feels the pain of the entire body, but the brain doesn't feel the brain pain. I mean, think about it. To be able to go out of yourself, out of your ego, and just think, how is my neighborhood doing? Is my street, there is somebody in my street not eating? If there is one person in my street that's suffering, that's a beacon of light will feel it. And he will look for that to help. So to find a person like that, if you find one in your life and you're capable of helping them in any way that they need help, you are the luckiest person on earth. Because those people will teach you by you helping them the best way that you can help them. So I'm going to ask you a fair question, and maybe in a group of two or three, be honest. Or you're allowed to lie, I don't care, really, it's between you and yourself. What are you? Are you a victim? Egomaniac? Open-minded person? Remember, open-minded, don't get confused. Open-minded are not spiritual, they're genius. So they figure things out with the brain, but they don't believe there is a help from above. It's just me and myself and my experience, I figure out a way out of it. So they're genius, they know how to solve things like that. But there is no divine involved in life. To give you an example, here I give you an example. One of my customer or student, you know, he called me, quite successful man, has enough money, perfect looking man, married, 4 kids, everything going perfect, nothing wrong. But something didn't go perfectly in their marriage, something didn't go perfectly in his health, things start to break down. He did a lot of mistakes, a lot. And worse, you know, his wife leaving. 4 kids leaving him, his wife leaving him. Called me. Said, my wife told me she worked with you many years ago. You got to save me. So, well, how bad? Bad! So are you ready to commit for change? Or is it just like now you're using me? So she will say, okay, Eliyahu, talk to you. Okay, now let me stamp you and come back. He said, no, Eliyahu, this is for real. I felt he's fooling me, but I let him fool me a little bit. So we did 2-3 sessions. His wife, of course, called me. How is it doing? He said, doing great. But I don't know how great you will do, but let's wait. 2.5 months later, he did exactly the same. And she, that's it, left. He called me 1 month ago. I said, Liao, no, it's for real. I lost everything. He said, you got to get me back into this. I said, where do we start? I said, we start with the inner change. So what is the inner change? Inner change is something that you do when you change without people need to know about it. No show-off. Forget the show-off business. We are internal. Change for you. Change that you become happier. And I'm so proud of him. Why am I proud for him? Because it's so hard for him to do, because he's changing. He's a great guy. He's a very open-minded guy. Genius. He can solve all problems. But when things coming from the universe, which is above his power, he cannot solve it anymore. All right, so why don't you ask yourself, okay, 60 seconds, share with each other, what do you think you are? And don't be shy to say victim, egomaniac, open, or beacon of light. Why not? You can answer it. You can answer it. You can answer it. I like it. I like it very much. I like it. Namalo, akol mutar. Kula mashi. So, what do you think? What happened here?
We're egomaniac.
You're egomaniac? Wow. So, you never admit that you need help? Wow. Wow. Didn't expect it. Wow. Tough women. Wow. How we did here? How we doing here? Are you too shy to share, or it's okay to talk? You share with each other. Okay. Okay. It's a secret. Okay. No problema. No problem. Yes. Faye. In different time, you're acting differently. Okay. I love it. I love it. We can travel. We can travel because you can feel victim. Let's say the way I grew up, most of you know the story of my life. Okay, so in my family, they don't express words of love. So if my mom is with me alone in the room, so my mom would say the maximum of attention, of emotional attention, would say, we love you. There is a we, even two of us in the room. My mom cannot say, I love you. And for years, I couldn't forgive my mom. I have a terrible time with that. You know, or my father. My father passed away. So maybe I manipulate him, and I think I did. And he had Parkinson for many, many years. And eventually I got him to say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And eventually one I love you came out of his mouth. I did it, you know? And I was like, yeah, one time, last time, first time, you know? So I was a victim about it, absolutely a victim. Because I'm sitting there, and I don't understand why my parents cannot express love. What's a big deal? Why they don't hug? You know, we had like And I'm coming from, I don't know if you understand, Sephardic Jewish family. We hug, we kiss. Not in my family. My family don't, happy holidays, we're shaking of hand. Own family. Till today. When we hug, it's like, seriously. You wouldn't believe. But when we talk like Sicilian. My father grew up in Sicily. We have a table and everything is on the table. But when it's coming to an action of words, everybody becomes shy. Intimacy issue. So I was victim for a while. Thank God I overcome that. Then you go into egomaniac. I have no problem. Then you're open-minded. Maybe. And then you become spiritual, actually. You start to believe that there is a higher power. And I will tell you that it's tough, again, to understand how to share. But the most important is the definition of who you're sharing with. Because you can waste your time and your entire life if the only people you help is victim. Be careful. Stay away. All right, let's go. Now, define of share. Okay, our job is to reveal light. Our job is to make light in this universe. When I say light, it means to reveal the energy, to do wonderful things in this universe, right? That's our purpose. It's about creating a circle. It's about continuity, revealing energy. The light can only be given. When you give energy, it can only receive by somebody who have ability to receive. But a victim personality can never receive. They don't want to receive help. They want you to know they are miserable. All what they want you to know, I am miserable. And I want you to agree with that. And you say, I agree. Can we change it? No. That's my all existence. So when you come and you try to help a victim, you're wasting time. What are you doing? What are you actually doing? This person there, he said, okay, let me help you. No, they don't want help. So it's our responsibility, not theirs, to define who you're talking to. Also, those of you single who are still going on a date, very important. A lot of time, you know, you go there sitting on a date, you want to give something, but the person don't want what you give. They don't want. What are you doing? What are you doing? You want to feel a hero? Go find a beacon of light and try to work with them. Why you try to help a victim? They don't want to change. They actually want to suffer. And by you saving them, they hate you even more. Okay? So, and remember the last thing, you know the song Fix Me or Fix You from, what's the name of Fix You? Who sing that? There is from England.
Coldplay.
Coldplay. Yeah, you know that, Fix You. So there is a great song, you should read the words, Fix You, it's a, is it Fix You? Coldplay, there is a good band, one of my favorite. I'll tell you why they are my favorite. I went to see their show, and you know people in the bottom are the one who paid the $500 or $1,000 ticket, and the people don't have so much money go up, you know, so sometimes from $70 all the way to $1,000. So I'm in between. And they took his band, he took that, and he plugged in the guitar into the people up there, the people who cannot pay anything back. One of the songs he sing from there, then he moved and he do that song in another place. And I was touched by that, by the way. Besides, they are greaters, I mean, they are for me like unbelievable, especially the song Scientist. I don't know if you know that song. So the idea of sharing, of to uplifting people to feel good, it's a very special. So again, don't fix people, empower them. Meaning, don't make the people you fix or help be depending on you. That means you don't care about them. The true essence of a human being is to give power to the other person and empower them and make sure they've been successful. If they're not being successful without you, it didn't help them. You just help yourself by showing them that you can help. You understand what I'm saying? And that's why you draw victim into your life. Why are you drawing victim into your life? Because you don't care about anybody. You care about you. So everybody who's surrounded by victim just want to impress himself or herself. Oh my God, I'm helping so many people. Yeah, but what's the purpose? For you to look good? Helping people for real is to send them on their own and then they can do it. But if you take a butterfly, you know my favorite story, and you cut the butterfly out of the cocoon with a scissor, that butterfly will never be able to fly. Why? Because the strength of the wings didn't develop good enough. I see a lot of parents helping their kids, saving their kids. Let me save the kids, save the kids, save the kids. You're killing your kids. You're not saving them. You want to help the kids? Let me see how they function without you. Please, please be aware of that. Okay. So let's start doing step by step. If you want to know more about victim, there is a great book. I don't remember the name of the book. I told you to read it. Assertive, assertiveness for women, assertiveness for men. Any book about being assertive will help you a lot. And I think you know what assertive mean. So remember, set strong boundaries. Ask yourself the question, am I making a difference? When you work with the victim mentality people, it's definitely no-no, but stop and ask yourself, so you will be real with yourself. That's this question, the last one, is the most important. Am I making a difference? What's the purpose? What am I doing, actually? There, nothing, zero results. Why are you trying? Smile, go to the others, and there is nothing to do. Is it satisfied you? Is this okay with you? I know it sounds like evil or cruel or impatient, and most people are so addicted to help victim, get out of that. You're not helping them. Trust me, you're not helping them. Are you okay with that, everybody? Because I know most of us love to save the victim. You don't even want to fight with them, by the way. Don't waste your time. Don't even fight. Fight is also bad. Don't fight. Don't agree. Smile. I would say wave and smile. Like, there's nothing. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? They don't want to change. Okay? So we're not saving. Now let's go to the egomaniac, my favorite type of people, and I tell you now why. Set a strong boundary. Let them work for it. Remember, egomaniac people are the most potential to be spiritual people and to become a beacon of light. If they change, they become it. This is the goal of spiritual people. So when I meet like people who need help and problems, when I meet people who are egomaniac, I don't need your help, I start laughing, I enjoy that. Watch for an opening, the place of pain. They will never share with you a place of pain. There is a gentleman, one of the, I think, real estate, very famous Park Avenue, if you know New York. And I know him for so many years. And he never opened up about any problem that he has. Unbelievable. Everybody come to me just for getting help. This guy, nothing. Zero help. So I'm waiting. We're sitting in a restaurant. He loved to eat. Italian restaurant, we're eating. Then he said to me, Eliyahu, I need to talk to you about my daughter. I left everything. First time in his life, he actually, and it was about 3.5 minutes long. His daughter is dying, and in 3.5 minutes, he cannot admit it. He tell it to me, enough, and then he go back to the steak. So how's everything for you? How's the business? Like nothing happened. The point is to, right away, when they share their feeling, and they become not like brain, the heart being open, it's your job to help. Feel them. Forget everything you do. Forget your money. Forget your steak. Forget your wine. Forget the fun time you have. Focus only on those people to see if you can reach their soul and help. Those people, if you reach them, they can become the most spiritual people ever. Not only that, spiritual leader. Because when they got it, they're smart. They change the world. They're not just changing themselves. They get it. But they're just not willing to open their heart because they're afraid to get hurt. They're afraid. Human beings. They're amazing. Okay, so how do you find those people? Party animal, you know, all the people, you know, with the yacht in south of France. Champagne, I'm capable. You know, but they're the best people. They want to share. But they don't believe they can open up. In the moment, they are actually open up about feeling and say, I have some pain. That's the moment to talk. Leave your champagne, leave everything, focus on them, help. Remember, verse 41 from the Zohar. Those people are tough. Open-minded people. I put, but they don't get it or they don't understand, you know. So, the problem with those people, I don't know how to describe it to you so it will be easy to be understand. When I say open-minded, they are very intellectual, very smart, but it's not like smart of spirituality. It's more smart of experience. They know things. They're born smart. IQ, what is that?
Book smart.
Also street smart, but they not believe there is actually a spiritual universe around them. Everything is random for them. You know what I'm saying? So they believe that 1 + 1 is 2. They agree with that. So the idea, if you can give them tools so they can learn to connect to the light. When I say light, I mean divine, God, universe, synchronicity with the universe. Understanding that it's not just about how smart you become in life and how good you are in college. There is more than that. You know, after you finish Harvard, not everybody who graduate from Harvard have the best job. Actually, a lot of people who didn't graduate Harvard have a good job and become very famous. The one who just did 1 year in Harvard get a better job. How can that be? Because it's not just about how much your brain works. There is synchronicity. There's how good you work with people, how good you work with the divine. You have to believe a bit. And if you don't believe in anything, I'm so sorry. I don't believe it's going to work. And I don't believe you're going to be happy. And again, this is my belief. I cannot convince you I'm right. But if you don't believe that there is a higher power and it's only up to you, you're miserable. You're actually miserable. Because you believe in this box called the brain, the mind, is the question and the solution. So when I talk about thinking out of the box, that's a box. That's actually the box. Thinking out of the box is this box. Thinking out of the box doesn't mean buying a bigger computer because it's still a box. Okay? You're always in the box. But understanding it connect to a divine, a spiritual being, angels, understanding there is more to life. You don't have to believe right away, but you have to be open to read about it, open to understand, open to try. It's okay. Doesn't make sense, but I'm open for that. Don't become fanatic. Don't become religious. Become spiritual. It's a big difference. Spiritual people look the truth internally. Religious people look for the truth in the sky. There is God in the sky. You ever saw the movie The Invention or The Invention of Flying? That's the name of the movie. You know, God, he come with the two pizza thing. I think it's one of the best movies I've ever seen. What's the name of the English guy who played it? Don't remember names. It's a short guy. I don't know. It's famous. I don't know if it's from The Office, but he's an English guy. I don't remember name, forgive me. Anyway, so. What's that?
Yeah, Ricky
Gervais. That's his name?
Yeah,
very good. Very good. Anyway, open to receive those people you give them and you don't stop giving. Because they are a beacon of light. They already understand the concept of life is they're lucky with everything they have. Everything in their life is amazing because they connect to a higher level of understanding. When you give to those people, they talk about one thing. They come and say, can we help more people? Can we do something that will change the universe? I remember I had a call here in LA from director, producer, I don't remember exactly everything, and I cannot say the name. And he asked me if I can stop in his office. I said, well, opportunity to know some people famous and all this and that. But at the same time, it's another thing, another situation, another movie, another producer, another director. And I judge before I arrive. I was judgmental. As I arrive, nice man, sharp, smart, believer, beacon of light. And I said to him, I'm sorry, I judge you before I arrive. I want you to know that. He said, well, it's normal. Everybody judges in Hollywood. We know. I said, I'm sorry. He said to me, I want to make it different. And he showed me that book, and I think that book can make the difference. Let's talk about it. What do you think we should do? And we start talking. I was so touched by that. So touched. And he actually started doing it. And he started doing it 8 years ago. And he's still doing it. And it touched me so much. First, it touched me that I shouldn't judge people just because of their profession or who they are, you know? And it happened a lot of time. You hear, that's another. The guy was asking me, how can we make a difference in the universe? I had a dream. Dream is nothing to do with the intellectual. And in my dream, I felt my mother came to me and asked me if I can help more people. I'm rich, I'm famous, I should do something. I said, okay, what do we do? I said, can you help people without money? That's what he asked me. I said, of course. I said to him, education, spiritual education. We have to motivate people. And he loved it. He said to me, okay, let's work on books. Let's work on different things. And what I'm trying to tell you, when you meet a beacon of light, the people want to make a difference. Those are the people. See it, leave everything you do. Because with them, the universe can be a better place to be. You know, religious people will not make a difference because they have their one point of view. When you become fanatic, it's your God. The other person's God, ah, no good. My God is better. It's almost like you play baseball card. Oh, my God, if you see my card, what are you doing? But if you come from a place of beacon of light, and you actually start thinking, there is a person of one of me. They believe this way, I believe that way. Who cares? Can we together make a difference? This is beacon of light. I tell you, I was on a car, inside the car, with a Muslim guy. I'm Jewish, right? I'm Israeli. I'm driving with a Muslim guy who guiding me to go to the most dangerous city in Israel. I'm nervous. I was a soldier, so for me it's a different situation. I don't wear army clothes. Now I'm a regular person, spiritual guy who come with a group of American people, explain to them the meaning of the land of Israel, the meaning of Joseph the Righteous. It's called Nablus. It's a very dangerous place to go. Nobody go there. So I'm with the group, and there's traffic. So me and the Muslim guy having a conversation. He asked me, are you Jewish? I said, well, I happen to be Jewish. He said, everybody is American, I'm Israeli, and I'm Jew, and I serve in the army. So, whoa. And you are here? I said, I'm here. So we started having a conversation. And he told me something that stayed with me for the rest of my life. See, in the end of the day, if we talk about the three religion, he said, in your bus, you have Christian, you have Jewish, you have Muslim. You have three religions. He said, I never say that my religion is the most important religion. Muslim, that's what he told me. He said, because one of those three has to win. But I don't know which one is going to win in the end. He said it in a funny way. So I decided not to be so fanatic about one thing. I'm very open-minded. One of them going to win. And if I will be open-minded, I will find the right thing. And I said to him, today you teach me a great lesson. You know, to be open-minded, not to be judgmental. This guy is a beacon of light. He's trying to do good. Today I have an invitation on Facebook. Let's support this, let's support that. So I asked the question right away, are you against something? She said, yes, I'm against. She gave me the list of what she's against, 20 things against. I say, I don't mind to walk with you, as Mother Teresa said, for something. But I don't prefer to walk with you with sign what I'm against. Tell me what are we supporting, and I will come and do your speech, come to do motivation, whatever you need for me, I will do it for you. But don't tell me how to fight this, because we're all fighting. We're killing each other. I'm against your God. I'm against your religion. I'm against your shoes. I'm against your shirt. And we didn't never end. Beacon of light is people who are looking to unite. People are looking to put people together. So when we, forgive me, just I want to, we don't have that much time, so the next subject will continue next week. When we are meeting them, it's very important to go forward. Can you handle 20 minutes more? The brain is already melting. If your brain melting, I will stop and I will just do question and answer. Can you handle?
Yes. Yes.
You okay? You would be okay? Daniel, look. You want to drink water or something? Or? Okay. I will do the best I can. I will do the best I can to make it like fun and easy, okay? Because the next, it's another subject which important for the preparation in the next months, okay? There is a concept you heard from me for many years. It's called surrounding light and inner light. Try to imagine that the creator, the divine God, whatever you want to call it, trying to think of it as an infinite force of giving. In order to give, must be a receiver, okay, who can take that infinite giving. The infinite force of giving need the infinite force of receiving. We call it infinite vessel or endless vessel. Okay, Daniel. So the idea is when we are thinking about God, when we think about the divine, we're thinking about God as a punisher, because religious people told us, a punishment or a reward. Here, thousands of years ago, 4,000 years ago, lived a man by the name of Abraham. He wrote a book that's called The Book of Formation. Complicated book, by the way. I'm not recommended to read it. It's in English, but it's a tough book. And within this book, he explained about God 4,000 years ago. Again, complicated book because it talks about astronomy, astrology, and how to create a human body with no soul. Don't go there, trust me. You'll be like, what's going on here? It's very philosophical. It's heavy, heavy, heavy. But some people love the book, so they read it. So he explained that God is not what we think God is, because God is like a long beard, look at us, oh, you, shame on you, oh, you, bad you, bad, you know. It doesn't work like that. God, in his definition, is a force that only gives. But the amount of giving is tremendous. And the moment you feel pain is because your vessel is too small, meaning you cannot receive the amount of what God want to give you. So let's talk in terms of money. Daniel would love that. So God want to give you $1 billion, but your vessel can only handle 40. Now you're going to be a problem because you are minus 960. So you have now pressure of $960 million pushing you, and your vessel, your cup, your little cup, I can only hold like 40. And God say, I know you can do better. I want you to get to that perspective, okay? Can you? Okay. Now, the light is pushing us to expand our vessel. Tough. Surrounding light means when it pressures us to stretch, to go beyond our comfort zone. So now, you have a chance, you meet the beacon of light, you want to make a difference, you're already there, and la la la, and then Eliyahu gave that lecture, I'm motivated, we're going out, we're going to have a glass of wine. Oh my God, I hope it's not going to happen what happened to me in Debbie, the most embarrassing story in Mexico. What's the name of the area? Puerto Vallarta. I get a bottle of scotch expensive and a bottle of tequila expensive too. But what can be better? But I'm alone and I don't like to be. Some people enjoy watching the ocean and the trees. I'm a hyper, so after 48 hours, it's very dangerous for me to watch a tree in the ocean because I'm done. What else? I need people. So I start looking for friends. I have two bottles. I have the biggest villa on the beach, which I don't know why they gave it to me. I only pay for one little room. And I remember when the guy told me, you have the villa on the beach. I said, oh, you got the wrong guy, man. I mean, you know how much I pay? I mean, let's talk again. I said, no. The manager somehow read your name. He saw your lecture and you make him happy. And he want to give it to you. I said, really, for me? Thank you so much. So we go in there, private jacuzzi, private beach. Everything is amazing. I said, Debbie, we have to share. This is a lot of light, a lot of blessing. Two bottles. So I told this story, right? So we go to people to find couples. There's only couples there. Say, hi, can we invite you? We have a villa on the beach. We have swimming jacuzzi. And we have private beach with the, you know, the thing that you lining down. Yes. Yeah, a nice, and the fire, everything. So people start to run away from us. They say, we're not swing. I said, well, what? I'm trying to do giving and mitzvah and good things. I'm going to help. I want to give. I want to share. They're running away. I said, Debbie, it's really embarrassing me what they say. Okay. So there is like, in the middle, I eat kosher. So there's a kosher place there. I'm going and sitting around the table. And I have the two bottles with me. I cannot drink that much. So I said, the waiter, do me a favor. Can I pay you to go around the people and send them for me? Because in New York, you do it. In Israel, you do it too. Pour to the people, make them happy. Give it to the man. So you go with the bottle and you give. And usually in New York, when I do it in New York, when I go give lectures there, people stand up with the chair, come to my table, sit, say, hi, man, how you doing? I say, hey, my name, oh, nice to meet you. And we talk and we laugh. There, they take the drink and they did like this. And look back at them. I said, Debbie, what's going on? I said, why nobody say hello to us? Am I look weird? Is it my beard? Is it, what happened? Is it my, I said, I don't know, maybe this is it. What I'm trying to tell you, giving is always beautiful. But understand that if you really want to go to the next level, is understanding how to receive is also important. You are not asking for enough. You're not receiving enough. You think you're receiving. You know. What the divine want to give you is endless, right? Rosh Hashanah is coming about, what, 1 month. Most people have no clue what Rosh Hashanah is. They think it's some Jewish holiday. If it's a Jewish, some Jewish holiday, why they celebrate it in the 7th month? If it's Rosh Hashanah, Happy New Year, they say Happy New Year. Say Happy New Year in the 1st month, not the 1st month. If you look at the Hebrew calendar, the Jewish calendar say 7 months. Wow, what a weird holiday. You celebrate the beginning of the year in the first day of the 7th month, the month of Tishrei. If you go by the Bible, the 1st month is Nisan, Aries, and the 7th month is Libra. 7 months, we celebrate Rosh Hashanah. Weird, right? But the idea, as you prepare yourself to go into Rosh Hashanah, what happened to Rosh Hashanah? You are giving birth to yourself. Most people don't know it. And they just go, Rosh Hashanah, they eat some apple with honey, blow some shofar, pray to God, oh, forgive me, and feel bad. And then that's it. Go home. Man, why my life is not changing, brother? What do you think? God don't want to give you? I mean, the idea is you don't have a place where to put it. Do you have a place for the money? Do you have a place for happiness? Do you have a place for love? Do you have a place for everything else? Do you have room for that? You don't. So what do you do? Don't worry about the giver force. That's endless. Worry about the receiving force. Are you capable to receive? That's why I say in the beginning, victims are addicted to suffering. They say they want to receive, but they actually don't. How is it work now? When you're comfortable, when you're only looking to be comfortable, you're asking for more or less. What do you think? Tricky question, huh? Very tricky. When you are looking out to be more comfortable.
Yeah, less.
You ever see the running for the Olympic when they run? You see those people who run like a long time. And when they arrive, the one who win still have energy. The one who lose come like that and finish. Where is the one who he won, he did better, and he still have the energy? Because they say the winner take it all, right? Or basketball player, when they win. They don't have to explain what happened. They want to lose. Well, what can I say? The ball, the problem, the. The right, when you look for comfortable, you're not looking to be with the divine. You're looking to be with yourself. For that reason, you stretch yourself. You create within you what we call the inner light. Okay, you have already inner light that's comfortable. You have blessing. You're born smart. You're born beautiful. You're born everything. But what do you do with that? Nothing. Trust the unknown, and this is where the control freak people fall. Trust the unknown, and the light will bring you the solution. That's where all the control freaks say, goodbye, Eliyahu, not for me. Trust the unknown. When you trust the unknown, that's when you're willing to go the next level. If you don't trust the unknown, forget about it. And I don't get it when people say, I don't trust the unknown. Do you know what's going to happen in 1 hour? Because I don't. I don't know about you. I don't. Do you know what's happening tomorrow? I don't. So what does that mean? I don't trust the unknown. So how do you leave? I don't understand. You're going to your car to drive right now. How do you trust? You're going to Uber. How do you know where it's gonna end? I don't know anything. So the fun part about why are you traveling? I mean, I travel because I find the unknown there. I go to Puerto Vallarta. I don't even know where Puerto Vallarta is. Okay? I'm landing in Puerto Vallarta. My wife said, Puerto Vallarta is the place. Okay, we're going to Puerto Vallarta. I don't know what's happening. Here we arrive. I love the unknown. I got it. Now I got it. People don't like to be too friendly with alcohol. Okay, no problem. Okay, maybe my accent make it worse. Okay, trust the unknown. The light will be there. Continue. When we are connected to the light, there is always pressure to expand our vessel. When you disconnect from the light, you're always in a comfort zone. Not being with God, not being with the divine, not being with a higher power, not being spiritual is always fun. Remember that. Being with the divine, so people who wear yarmulke or cross or pray 5 times a day or all kind of fanatic religious, they're not looking for the stretching. They call it God, but they're looking how to be comfortable by using religion. Spiritual people said, how can I help more people? I want to help more people with what I know. I want to guide more people. Danny shared with me about a lady who helped orphan in the Negev, in the southern part of Israel. And there are so many people like her. And not only is she helping them, she lives actually in their facility of orphan home. And she actually lives with them. She has no family. This is her family. For years, 27 years. This is like, huh? 34 years. Unbelievable. For me, it's unbelievable. Why? Because it's so uncomfortable. But if you're asking her, how you feel about it? I'm so grateful. I am so happy because she connected to the light. That's connected to the light, guys. Connect to the light is when you care about others and stretch yourself to do that. Now, here we go to what people call punishment. There is pressure that will come in your life when you are inviting it, and there is pressure that comes to your life, unfortunately, when you're not inviting it. And the part that comes when you're not inviting it, It's a blessing. I know it doesn't feel like blessing. It's a blessing, but at the moment, it doesn't feel like blessing. Okay? It doesn't feel like blessing. I don't need to give you an example. Anybody has an example? I have so many examples. I said so many times. Can you think about something that you don't wish for, but it happened, but it changed your life? You have any good story? Any story? Something that really make you unhappy? Yes, please.
A bad relationship that ended, but in the moment you didn't see it was bad. Later you...
So in the moment you've been with that
you
person...
But and then later you realized...
So it was a terrible relationship, but then later it turned into something good?
No, it was a terrible relationship, but you didn't see how bad it was until...
Until you get out.
Yeah.
Okay. This is being aware later. Okay, I like it. But I more want an example that actually the bad things was actually a good thing. Yes.
I failed the bar while I was working in what I thought was my dream job, but the worst job. And by failing the bar and retaking it, I met the person that gave me my dream job.
Wow. I didn't know that. This is a very nice story. So it feels like a tough thing, but it's really tough.
Very tough, but the best thing that ever happened to me.
Wow. I like it. I like the story. I give you another story. A lady from, those of you who know, Brooklyn, Kings Highway, bad accident, drunk driver, middle of the night. And I go visit her. In the third day, she opened her eyes. She was in coma. And she said to me, Liao, I had a miracle. I said, I know you had a miracle. What do you mean I had a miracle? I know you had a miracle. So what's a miracle? She said, you have no clue. I said, no, I have a clue. What are you talking about? So, well, after the accident, they had to do MRI and everything like that, and they find a tumor in her head. Tumor. Bigger than the size of a ping pong, just that you imagine. And the doctor said that if that would stay in her brain, she would die in 2 weeks. So that accident actually make them check my brain, make them find out what I have wrong with me, and save my life. So is the accident bad or good? So there is two type of pressure you're going to meet in your life. The one that you bring it on, and the one that comes. If you let the pressure find you, it's a blessing too. There is people who have not even a pressure. So there is three levels. People with no pressure at all, people that pressure find them, and people that taking themselves, taking the responsibility to find the pressure. Okay? So the idea is to find out, how do you know what level are you in? So do you feel you're working hard, but you're getting very little in return? Do you feel you work hard and you get the same? Or do you feel you work hard and find, the word is find, that you're fortunate and blessed because what we get back and so much more? How do you feel? Maybe talk to each other, talk to, you know, one to another, maybe talk to each other. I want to see the result. Please go ahead. Where are you? What do you think?
Yeah.
So where are you guys? You're in the last one.
Yeah.
What, you feel you do little and you get so much more? Oh, this is sweet. Very sweet. We're getting flour in the back. If you need something going on, we got red wine, cheese. Okay. Elul, very good, very good. So, who else? How are we doing here, the nice couples?
Say what he said.
You cannot match that. Come on, he was first. So the idea is like that. This has come from the Mishnah. The Mishnah was written 2,000 years ago. It's called Yagata Umatzata Ta'amin. In Hebrew mean, you work hard, you found it, you shall believe. And the question that they ask is, what does that mean? You work hard for it, you found that you shall believe. Because it doesn't matter how much work you put into something. Everything that happened in your life, all the good that happened in your life, should be in a frame of finding. You cannot take it for granted that the work you put in actually brought the result for all the good and the fortune you have in your life. You can work very hard, but don't expect that planting the seed, giving birth to something good. So as a preparation for Rosh Hashanah again. Whatever we did last year, and I'm sure you all did wonderful, and you did so much investment and work in yourself. The bottom line, if you see a lot of fruit that happened to you in the last year, and you feel like, wow, I didn't put so much effort, and look, my year looked pretty good, that's when you're already at the highest level. If you feel you put all the work and you saw nothing come back, you have to change this year. Something has to change. How do you change? Go back to the beginning of the class. Find wicked people. Remember the beginning? We're closing a circle. Find wicked people. Rabbi Isaac Luria lived 500 years ago. He said, the best way to change is find people who have issue like you, problem like you, and help them getting out of it. And by you helping another human being to get out of their problem, you're going to find yourself out of the problem as well. Guys, we did well. Thank you for waiting on me. It took less than 20. It took 13 minutes. Thank you for the people at home. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry if it was too complicated. And I'm sure we're going to send you. They have it?
It's on the website.
And the website. It's on the website, so you're going to be okay. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Wonderful.